I'm a human. And as a human, I eat. I got fucking Maslow's hierarchy of needs going on.
Me too, man. I hate having to get stuff and put shelter over my head. All that stuff requires resources, and resources are hard to come by.
Yeah, man. That's why we have set up a Patreon. So if you enjoy the show and you want to help us stay clothed and clean or whatever the fuck it is humans are supposed to be.
Half of those.
Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
Ladies love the wriggling hard drive.
You know, they say that the ladies love the wriggling hard drive, but I think that's just mostly Urban Dictionary telling us the wrong thing. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
We did it!
We did it!
We did it, Anthony!
We reached our video goal.
No, well, yes, but
we
no,
did.
That's not what I'm talking
we
about.
We reached our video goal thanks to you guys, and now, once a week, we're going to do a video episode of this very show.
Yeah, that's very true, actually.
And we're going to do it.
Very true, but that's not what I'm excited about.
You're excited about the fact that for the first few weeks, the video versions of the show are only going to be available to patrons while we're figuring out the format and everything, and our patrons, you're excited for the feedback that we get from them that will help us guide the video production.
No, that's not what I'm excited about.
And people can see those.
That sounds like a commercial. I'm not excited
for that. At patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
That's not what I'm excited about, Anthony.
And everybody who supports us from $1 and up a month is going to get those video episodes.
That's all great. That's all fine and good, and I'm excited about that, but I'm excited about our story today.
Okay, well, thank the people first.
Well, thank you, people. I gotta thank all the people that sent this story in, because a lot of people sent this story in, and I'm super excited about it, because we did it, because I didn't know about it. Anthony, it's finally happened. We've achieved flyboard.
Flyboard?
Welcome to the flyboard future.
Okay.
The flyboard future.
All right. This is another garbage hoverboard concept.
This guy is flying on a board.
Show me.
You got to see this, man. He looks like the fucking Green Goblin on his flyboard.
Oh, shit. That is the Green Goblin board.
He's flying on a flyboard. We did it. We got our top men on this. And we achieved it. Specifically, the top man's name is Frankie Zapata of Zapata Racing. And this is the same guy that did the water jet board that you can stand on.
Oh, the water jet pack. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got this. There's no water. He's just flying.
Jeff.
Yes. Flyboard.
I'm willing to say this is a hoverboard.
Dude, listen to this. Shit. They say that it can reach an altitude of 10,000 feet. It can go.
No, it
speeds
can't.
Of 93.2 miles per hour.
No, it can't.
And fly for 10 minutes at a time. 10,000 feet, by the way, is what I skydived at.
Yeah.
Which is extraordinarily high.
Yo, let me tell you something. If that's using like a rechargeable lithium ion battery pack, listen, you're going to get 10 minutes the first few times.
Yeah.
But don't be at 9,000 feet at 9 minutes 30 seconds.
I can't imagine that this thing actually goes 10,000 feet. That's got to be a typo. That is an insane height. There's no way.
So looking at this, it looks like it's basically propelled by like a very high-pressure stream of air.
Here's the problem. A lot of people think it's fake. I don't. I'm ready to believe and buy one. But people are saying it's fake. The 10,000 feet just sounds insane. But this guy is flying around, standing on a board above water. I think it would be hard to fake it on water because clearly he'd have to be on a crane or something hanging
from
wires.
Well, also, if these are the water jetpack guys, if these are actually them,
they don't have anything to gain by faking it.
Yeah, they have a legitimate company where they're trying to do this.
Exactly.
So I feel like, God, look at how badass that is. He's flying over the water on this thing, and it's pushing out so much pressurized air. That number one, you can see the airstream. You can see it. It's like the heat marks from a grill when you're looking behind a grill and you get that shimmering of a heat mirage. But also, as he's flying, it's displacing so much water underneath him.
Right.
It's like a jet flying low to the ground. And it's just this spray of water.
He's the fucking Green Goblin, dude.
This is nuts.
Yeah. I mean, look how high up the video is going right now. And
so here's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand. If this is really using pressurized air, like it looks like it's using, How can he go up that high? Eventually, you're going to get to a point pushing against something.
Here's the point. See, they cut away right before he lands, and people are saying that's one of the reasons they think it's fake is because they cut away right before he lands, and they cut back, and he's sort of landing. And you could, I could imagine there being wires attached to his waist for this, but dude, I want this to be so real. Wouldn't you want one of these?
Yeah.
To fly around on?
Yes.
I mean, he's only doing it over water because it seems ridiculously dangerous to do it on over any other surface.
Yeah, I mean, not just because of fall damage, but also because, like, you don't want to go over someone's head with something that high pressure.
Yeah.
And just literally crumple a human.
Just walking along, you hear the sound of a jet engine coming from over the skyline.
Just crushed like a tin can, like your vertebrae is all full. What did he say? He said, that's a real goddamn hoverboard.
He said, I want one of those. Yeah, and there's like just a strip of people that are like, you know, 6 to 8 inches shorter than they used to be.
Yeah.
I love the idea that you would just leave a trail of destruction in your wake as you like make your way.
It's literally the only thing I've ever wanted to do.
Yeah.
Is leave a trail of destruction in my wake.
Yeah. How else will people know your wake if not it being a trail of destruction?
I want people to look at a raised fucking city, at a destroyed fucking wasteland that's 6 feet long, that's 6 feet wide, and 100 miles long.
And you just levitating over the top of that
strip. They can't even see me. They just know. They just know from the trail of destruction.
Yeah.
That Anthony Carboni had been there and he looked fucking dope.
You did look dope. And if you pan out wide enough, you see he signed his fucking name.
Oh, that's
he
all I want.
Signed his name.
Just sign my name in destruction. I want to write my name on the moon.
So you're into this. Usually you're mocking me and my belief that the hoverboard future is happening.
No, this is dope.
You're into it.
Yeah.
I love that you're into this.
I think here's my thing. And this is certainly one would say that this could be the sound of the picking of nits.
Mm-hmm.
Has more, like you said, it's more Green Goblin / jetpack than it is hoverboard.
Yeah.
Like you're not taking this to a skate park.
Yeah,
you're
there's not no doing hovering. Sweet tricks. This is flying.
Yeah, this is literally a thing that's strapped to your legs. This is fucking Kit Cloud Kicker from Tailspin.
Yeah.
You know? Just
totally.
Like schlink and just
you fly away.
Yeah.
You're soaring over the skyline of New York.
God.
Battling Spider-Man.
It is a goblin glider.
All he needs is pumpkin bombs, dude.
It says here down on the bottom that they're working on pumpkin bombs.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, that's great. It says Zapata Racing hopes to finish the pumpkin bombs by Q3 next year.
Nice.
That's great. They want to be at CES with pumpkin bombs.
Oh, good.
I think anybody who's ever been to CES wants to be at CES with pumpkin bombs.
The weird thing about CES is there's an entire hall of pumpkin bombs.
Which is crazy. It's like, why don't you just license somebody else's pumpkin bombs?
Well, they got so much space there. It's so much shit. That you walk into Pumpkin Bomb Hall and it's just all pumpkin bombs. And they're all, you know what? There's a lot of knockoff pumpkin bombs.
You got your Green Goblin, your Hobgoblin, your Demigoblin.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just so many pumpkin bombs. It's like, how do you even?
Oscorp, all of them. They're all just sort of a sea of pumpkin bombs. And at a certain point, it's like,
can I tell you something? All these companies, two things that I don't want to see anymore at CES. I don't want to see phone cases and I don't want to see pumpkin bombs.
Right.
Bring your A game to CES.
By the way, I should tell you, Anthony, I just got a new pumpkin bomb phone case. It's pretty badass.
Well, the only problem with that is that if you don't have AppleCare, every time you use it, it costs you $700.
No, it's a one-use item, but when you use it, you feel pretty rad.
Let's be fair. You should really only be using a pumpkin bomb when you really need to.
Yeah.
Every time I watch the Green Goblin or Hobgoblin or Demogoblin or whatever, riding around the city, throwing pumpkin bombs at like he's just throwing them willy nilly, and it's like it feels like he's just throwing a ton to get attention.
Oh yeah,
like before Spider-Man even shows up, he's just like, ah, the city, and you're just like, dude, you're fucking wasting so many pumpkin bombs. I've seen you've seen shots, like panels and shots in the movie of his workshop, with like the tiny tools and everything.
Oh yeah,
you know how long it takes him to build a pumpkin bomb? If it took me that long to build a pumpkin bomb, I wouldn't throw 80 pumpkin bombs at once.
Well, to be honest with you, I feel the same way about web fluid. I mean, Spider-Man can be a little bit cavalier about using, you know, his web fluid.
I feel like that's just mixing a few chemicals together.
You think he just stirs a big vat of it up and he's set for a month?
I think he's probably got like a big old vat of web fluid somewhere. Which you wonder where he keeps it in Aunt May's apartment in Queens, because that's pretty small.
Well, he's got that table that's just a piece of plywood sitting on two giant vats of web fluid.
Right,
and he
right.
puts a tablecloth over it. Aunt May just thinks it's a sensible table in the middle of the room, but it's really two vats of web fluid.
Sometimes Aunt May is the dumbest fucking person on earth. Sometimes she's brilliant, yeah. And sometimes she is the dumbest fucking person
on earth.
I think
she's willfully ignorant.
I think they did that in the comics. They said that finally she had known the whole time, and she just kept her mouth shut.
Yeah.
Because it was none of her fucking business.
Because that's what a good aunt does.
That's what a good aunt does. You know what I mean? That's what the cool aunt does. You want to be the cool aunt? Don't talk about your nephew's vigilanteism.
You want to get a pumpkin bomb to the face. That's what you do.
Anybody can get a pumpkin bomb in the face because this dude is wasting them.
He's using them, let's just say, willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly is how I would say it.
Yeah.
So they don't have a price for this thing or anything, right?
No price, no release date, but I'm going to be first in line. If they're
because
gonna
that water, the water one that they have, the water jet pack,
yeah.
Is not the sort of thing that you can just buy. That's one of those things where a lot of, like, companies have been set up in beach towns where you pay.
Right.
Like,
and I want to do that, by the way.
Yeah, $50 and you get like 5 minutes on a jetpack.
Yeah.
And those are the kinds of places that buy these things. I can't imagine the flyboard is going to be, look, dude, one of those stupid electric skateboards is $1,500.
I know. This thing will be very expensive. But what you do is you go on that weekend to the place and you're like, okay, I'll pay my $50 to try it. And then it's like, later, suckers.
You'll never get me, Spider-Man.
Yeah. You throw your pumpkin bombs and you're out of there.
You're out of there. You just have to hope they don't have a remote kill switch.
Yeah, or a spider tracer. They probably just throw a spider tracer on you, which, by the way, can't use up those willy-nilly either.
By the way, CES, three things I don't want to see.
Oh, my God.
Pumpkin bombs.
Yeah.
Phone cases. And another goddamn spider tracer.
Spider tracers. There's an entire wing of spider tracers at CES.
What CES badge do you need to go to Hero Hall?
I don't know.
Where all the superhero garbage is happening.
Superhero garbage.
And you just got a bunch of superheroes walking around. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like I've seen these like super strong magnet beams like 100 times.
Oh man, me too. I
can't even fake excitement about it anymore. And I need to write like 3 blog posts today.
Did you see that they discounted the grappling hook gun?
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, who in this day and age would use a grappling hook anymore? I feel like those are for my dad.
I know.
You have grappling hook files that buy like the really high end ones.
Yeah, and those are nice. Those are really nice. But it's these cheap knockoffs now. It's really disgusting what they've done to grappling hook guns.
And they, you know, people say that they can really tell the difference between a cheap grappling hook and a very expensive like grappling hook file quality one.
Yeah. Uh huh. Lossless grappling hook.
Yeah, it's so subjective. Mm-hmm. It's so subjective. Anyway, I gotta go to the Oscorp party tonight. I guess they're gonna have an open bar. Do you want to come?
Oh yeah, man.
I have a plus one.
Oh sweet, I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. I was gonna go to the Stark party, but I don't know.
That thing's always a shit show.
It really is. It's so annoying, and there's so much crap everywhere. They always want you to walk up and test out their gloves and their boots.
Dude, can I tell you something? I just bought a Mark 47. How is the Mark 53 already out?
Oh, you don't even want to know.
He doesn't even care about his customers.
No, he doesn't. And it's a slight color change. That's all you get is a slight color change.
Well, he tells you that the repulsors are now, they're force sensitive.
Yeah,
and
I
it's
guess.
Just like,
but
I don't know.
I'm going to wear the yellow and red and everybody's going to be wearing the silver and red and I'm going to look like an asshole.
It's, you know, you can't get caught up in all
it's
this.
It's forced obsolescence
you
is what it is.
You can't get caught up in all this, you know? That's what they want you to do.
I guess.
God damn, I'll go there. So, Jeff, is this the hoverboard future for you? Is this it? Is this what you want?
This is it.
That's the one?
I mean,
would you rather have a hoverboard or this kind of goblin glider?
You know what? I'll be honest with you, Anthony. I didn't know I was going to have this kind of choice.
This is the decision. You're a grown man now. You're going to be a father, and you have to know whether you want a goblin glider or a hoverboard.
It's an amazing place to find myself in. I never thought I would be here, but I think I'm going to have to go goblin glider. Hoverboard just doesn't have as many use cases as goblin glider.
There's not as much. You can do sick ollies and shit with it, and that's cool.
Yeah.
And I get that.
Yeah.
And there'll probably be fewer legal restrictions on where you can use your hoverboard.
Well, that's the problem. Goblin glider is going to be, FAA regulated.
But also,
sure.
Fucking catch me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want me using my goblin glider in the neighborhood, fucking catch me and
suck
stop
it,
me.
Coppers.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We're like, okay, come on up to the roof. By the time you can catch me, I'm on the roof. By the time you get all the way up to the roof, I'm gone.
I am out of there.
I'm back on the ground.
And the only thing you find is a bag full of pumpkin bombs.
Set to explode. And then I got to get right home because it's going to take me 2 to 3 weeks to replace those pumpkin bombs because I have to build them myself with a tiny screwdriver set.
Yeah, it takes a while. It's regrettable that I used all of them for that one little prank, but you know what?
Bomb pranks.
Classic hob pranks.
Classic hob pranks. How about you guys? Do you want the flyboard or do you want the hoverboard? What do you want? We'd love to hear from you.
Also, do you believe this is real?
That's the big thing, I guess. That is the big...
I want it to be real, Anthony.
I
want to
say yes.
I think it's real. I feel like this guy doesn't have any incentive to lie to me.
Mm-mm. He's got an honest face. What do you guys think? You can let us know on Twitter. I can see his honest face.
He flies by at 92 miles an hour.
He looks just beautiful up there, and I can't begrudge him anything. Let us know on Twitter what you think. Flyboard or hoverboard, and is this thing real? I'm at A Carboni.
And I'm at Jeff Canana.
And hey, once again, thank you so much to everybody who helped us reach our video goal. We're going to start video test episodes next week. Man, I'm psyched.
I think those are going to be real fun, and also it'll force us to wear pants, which is always a good thing, finally.
After you've worked together for so long, though.
I know.
It's like, why even do it? By the way, the first month at least, while we're figuring out how to make these things look good, what the editing process is like, it's going to be available for patrons only. So if you're not a patron yet, or if you are not a patron that supports us at the dollar a month level or above yet, head to patreon.com, that's patreon.com/wehaveconcerns, and sign up so you can get these sweet videos.
Yeah, dudes, do it.
Bomb pranks, we out.